Welcome to the Better Call Connie podcast. I'm your host and psychic from the block, serving you hot chisme and the bitch slap you've been waiting on. Here you're gonna laugh, learn, transform, and get your life together. All right, so here we go.
Hi, how's everybody doing? Well, your girl's back and, you know, just dealing with six planets in retrograde. Like, holy fucking shit. Like, that's how we're starting off the episode, guys. It is, how y'all doing out there? For real. With Mars being the only one not in retrograde. Anyway, I have a juicy topic for you today. One that is going to be confronting for some. And for others, it's going to be like a tall glass of water in the middle of the desert. Ice water, preferably. And it's interesting because this is the one thing that I had to overcome in my life. But I want to help you baddies just really, really get it. Really, really take this part home and show up for yourself, because that's what matters. In this life, it's so much what you say and also how you say it. For me, I have been learning language a lot lately. It was always, for me, it's still a learning process. And my personal mentor, she supports me with language. And I find that it's to be very therapeutic, very helpful. Another one of my mentors, if you guys are onto some Carolyn Mice, that's spelled M-Y-S-S. I'm going to put you guys on today because this is like next level spirituality. But today we're taking bite sizes and we're getting to that place. But first, what shall we do? We shall first feel what we're feeling to be able to articulate what it is that we're feeling. So today we're going to talk about how to say it. That's it. How to say it. I wanted to say how to say it for dummies, but this is not a book. This is a podcast. And we're just going to lay it to you straight today. All right. So the T is this. When you're stuck in a people-pleasing tendency, we have the tendency, if this is you, I'm talking to you, if we have the tendency to keep our words in, not say what we mean, say things quickly to appease, that takes away your potency. It takes away your truth. And speaking truth can be very, very costly for some. And if anyone's ever had this experience, I'll share my experiences with this and hopes that it'll help you get to the place that you're trying to get to for yourself. What I learned was that being quiet and being reserved and not saying anything put me in a place of heavy resentment and led to a lot of explosive anger towards myself, which I don't recommend. But this is something that I don't really see people talk about a lot. And that's why I want to bring it up. And I'll be doing some TikToks around this to explain it further. But for now, I want to explain it to you guys. I had absolute trauma in talking about what I needed as a kid. It was not safe. It was never safe. Me having needs was not important. In fact, me having needs caused me to have physical violence against me. And when you have to survive and you have needs and you are a child and you don't have the ability to express yourself, what you end up doing is just getting your needs met physically, but emotionally, you're just out there surviving. And a lot of us have carried that on later down the line with work, with partners, friends, colleagues, taking on more than you want to, overgiving, and being flexible for other people's schedules and not flexible for yourself, always finding ways to, unfortunately, X yourself out of your own schedule and putting everybody else on priority. And so this is such an important thing to talk about, because when you start putting yourself in the back burner, at first it seems like you're getting ahead, you're finally doing what it is that you say you're going to do. And then it turns out that you are looking good for everybody else on the outside, but on the inside, you're not feeling well. And that can translate to dis-ease in the body. It can translate to many different things. And a lot of people are quick to say that, oh, it's just because you're unhealthy, because you're this, or your body size, or whatever. Fuck that. I've seen people who are thin be sick. I've seen people have heart attacks, and they eat healthy, and they go to the gym. I've seen people just so, so sick, and they're not even 30 years old. Okay? So I want you to understand that this is powerful, and not speaking up will make you sick. Hey, y'all. Just wanted to pop in really quick to say thank you for being part of the show. And I wanted to remind you that you can book your reading now in the show notes. Find a date and time that works for you, and viola, all set. I can't wait to do a reading with you. Okay, that's all for now. Back to the show. And I'll share with you a little bit about how that went for me. So for me, it created a lot of anxiety, a lot of doubt, a lot of overthinking, a lot of more in fear. So fear was driving me more, because I was sort of scared into not able to be relaxed into having needs. So for example, like, let's say you had a parent who they would punish you for resting, and they didn't know how to rest. So they punish you for, they'd tell you, what are you doing? Why are you being lazy? Why aren't you getting up? And you have a sort of like, every time that you see that parent, they give you anxiety. And I feel that particularly, I can speak to Hispanic families where that's a very common thing, where you're always working and you sitting around is not okay. And it makes you lazy. It makes you, they have a bunch of like comments to say about you. And then you feel unsettled by resting. And so every time you see that particular parent or someone who is heavy critical or judgmental of you, whoever that person was for you in your life, and every time you see them, your body starts to speak up and like get uneasy and not feel comfortable. And so I'm asking you to take inventory of who that person is and realize that you've ended up having to inconvenience yourself more than anyone else in your life, because you saying no to somebody and making them feel uncomfortable is going to make you look bad, or getting in the way of other people and feeling like you have to apologize for existing. And that's not how this goes. You have every right to have needs as much as everybody else. If you've been around people who are forceful or rushing you or manipulating you into making a decision, or they want you to be fast and they get irritated with you, so you just rush the process and you do what they tell you to do so that you can get out of the way, then I'm talking to you, because you're not giving yourself an opportunity to sit down and say, oh, I'm actually not sure. I have not been able to process this. And what happens is this puts you in a place of indecision. And sometimes when you want to make personal decisions for yourself that could help you get to the next level, you hesitate and you don't take a decision and you're waiting around to see if that's going to inconvenience somebody else or somebody else's schedule. And so you don't take the decision. And then when somebody walks in and says, hey, I need you to handle this, that, and the other. And then you're like, right on top of that, Rose. It's an automatic response. It's an automatic, I hate to use the word trauma, but we're going to use it because it is. That's what it is. It's the truth. And so this is really important that we talk about this because it could run you every which way. And then you turn around and you say, I'm depressed. I don't have motivation. I don't want to do anything for myself. I'm sad. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Yeah, you are, because you're doing everything for everyone else in hopes that someone would stop you and say, hey, let me give you a break. Hey, you work so hard. Hey, I recognize you. And that's just not how this goes. You have to take your boundaries and take your moments of silence and take your moments of play. No one's going to give them to you. No one's going to hand them to you. No one's going to remind you. Nobody reminds you to pay your bills. Nobody reminds you to brush your teeth. Nobody reminds you to make your bed. You already do that on your own. So why would we remind you to put yourself first? And it'll show up in your body and not having any vitality. Not to mention not being able to bring in the finances that you want to bring in. Because you're too busy doing everyone else's stuff. Everyone else becomes first and a priority over you. So let me ask you, what does that feel like in your body? If you were to ask yourself that question right now, how does it feel to be there? Maybe write something down right now. Get a piece of paper. Get a notepad. Do this for yourself. What does it feel like to be the person that prioritizes everybody else but themselves? And then I want you to write a line from there. I want you to write, what is it costing me to live my life this way? What am I losing out on by doing this? What things are not getting done? What goals of yours are not being even looked at for the year? What New Year resolutions have gone to the wayside for the last 17 years or 5 years or 6 years or since your child was born and when you took a new job because you didn't have enough money? How much longer are you willing to stay in a position of not opening your mouth and saying, I don't want to do this anymore? And then I want you to track. Maybe this is a daily thing. So this is also really important. How many days a week are you saying you're exhausted and you can't wait for a moment off or a day off? Where in your life are you not drawing the line with people and letting them know, hey, I'm not available on Friday. No, I don't work on Sunday mornings. No, I don't do this. Because I can tell you right now, when you're living this life of not speaking up, you're also living the poverty life. You're also living the people don't respect you life. You're also living the life of you're not feeling well. You're at the doctors all the time. You're also in heavy coping. So I want you to ask those questions of yourself. In another area, I want you to write, who is the person that you want to be? Who is that person? And if you're struggling to even see what that looks like, I want you to think of maybe two people that you look up to that you're just like, wow, I want to be like them. I like their life. I'm all about their vibe. I follow them on IG. I listen to them religiously. I want you to look at that and ask yourself, what do you perceive that they have that you don't have that you want to have? Because I guarantee you it has everything to do with you saying enough is enough. And today I'm going to start this. It's not, oh, in 2 years. Oh, after the kids leave. Oh, after. No, 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 no. Because nobody puts their life on hold. If you're one of those people, I'm not talking to you. I've seen people put their life on hold for 20 years. Does everybody just have 20 years lying around? Like, we don't even know if that's guaranteed to us. And I get sad thinking about that. But I'm telling you, this podcast that I created is to wake you up from your slumber and tell you that you're not living authentically to yourself, with yourself. You're not living in the person that you say you want to be. And so, using your words and speaking up, not in anger. Here's the thing. This is what happens, is a lot of times either you can be the type, and you can write this down for yourself too. Are you the type to lash out at certain people and other people you keep your customer service face on? Or are you mean to yourself? Or are you cussing everybody out? Like, you need to ask yourself, be real, real, real with yourself about this. And how is it that it shows up in your life? Are your relationships as rich as you want them to be? And what's getting in the way of you having the richer connections that you want? So this episode is going to be confronting in the fact that, you know, it's going to make you ask hard questions. Are you able to be the friend that you want for other people? Are you showing up in the way that you want to? Or are you making excuses and saying you want to do something nice for somebody, but you just don't have time? You just don't have the money. You just don't have the resources. That's not going to work. I've seen people from all walks of life make that excuse. Don't matter. But the real thing is being able to articulate your needs and letting people know, hey, I am available for these things and I'm not available for this. So today, what I want you to do is start looking at relationships and write down names of people. I know you know who they are. They already come top of mind. They usually stress you out. You don't want to talk about them. Or they are the person you call your best friend and tell them about every fucking Friday, every weekend. Or maybe you find yourself just doing the bare minimum and you're irritated and you're putting up with people and putting up with things just to get by. So who are those people? And are they even worth having the conversation with? Because that's another thing too. Some people just out of pocket and disrespectful outright and they don't care. And that could be a boss. It could be anybody. And you know what? Nobody is worth. No one, I mean, nobody is worth getting treated like garbage for. Don't let anybody think that they have that power over you. Because the minute that they can smell it on you, they will do what they want to do with you. And you don't want to be that person. So start writing down the names of the people that you know, shit, I need to have a conversation about this person. I need to have a conversation with this person. I need to articulate what they are making me feel like. What does it feel like to be around them? Okay. And then specifically write down what it is that you don't like about them. Do they talk to you a way that you don't like? Are they condescending? Or do they think that you're not smart enough? Do they withhold information? Do you feel secretively that they don't like you? There's so many things that you can dig. So dig deep and then ask yourself, can you say something that could change the trajectory of your relationship with this person? Or are they just outright not the people, not the vibes? Because sometimes what we can do is we'll say, they're not the vibe. I don't want to be with them. I don't want to be around them. But the reality was that you just didn't express to them that you didn't like something that they said or that they did. And truthfully, most people do know when they're not being nice people, when they are taking advantage. But there's also other people who are absolutely clueless to how they're affecting you and how they're being in the world. They have no idea. And if you told them, hey, this really bothers me, can you stop doing that? They'll absolutely stop doing it. But if you don't ask, then you're not going to get. A closed mouth does not get fed. And so I might go ahead and link this in the show notes for you guys, a guide on how to set up a very difficult conversation that needs to be had. A lot of people leave a lot of conversation on the table because they don't know what angle to get it from. They don't know what angle to reach the person. They're afraid of if you're going to get emotional, if they're going to get emotionally, like their response is going to be harsh. You don't want to have that conversation. You don't want to confront somebody because it's scary. And the truth is that you cannot control another person's emotions. But my point in this entire episode is for you to stick up for you and for you to put it out there and see where it lands, see where it goes. Maybe the person that you needed to talk to is intrigued and they're like, yeah, how can I help you get your needs met a little bit better? What can I do to support you? Some people are absolutely ridiculous where you ask them for something and they'll be like, absolutely not. And they'll get upset and they'll make you feel like dumb, or they try to control you or manipulate you or gaslight you into when you're telling them from the heart, like, hey, it really bothers me when you say this or when you make comments like this. And then they turn around and gaslight you and say, like, what are you talking about? Or they make a response that makes you clam up. I want you to have your responses ready. And if somebody is disrespectfully raising their voice or acting out of pocket, you end that conversation immediately. That is not a safe person. And so what you're doing here is you're kind of letting people take themselves out, meaning let the trash take itself out. Don't sit there and try to tell somebody how to treat you and be considerate of your needs. Because one thing is compassion, another thing is consideration. And one of my mentors taught me that is what's really vital for us as humans is having compassion for ourselves, but really considering ourselves. Compassion can seem very like hard to give ourselves because we're hard on ourselves, especially those that are high achievers. Those of us that are perfectionists, compassion comes very, very difficult and is really expensive on the list. And so considerate is better. It's like, hey, I consider you, I consider my work, I consider my relationship, I consider my children, but are you considering yourself? Do you consider time alone? Do you consider you getting a massage or whatever, what have you? These are the questions that you get to ask yourself. And have you been prioritizing you? And maybe you just need the language around it. Maybe you just need the support in order to say the thing that you need to say. Because sometimes people say that they have boundaries and that they spelled out their boundaries to somebody. And that person was like, basically, you just gave them orders. You told them exactly what you, like you were ordering them to do something. And people don't respond to that either. And so I'm going to be able to teach you the difference between like, this is like what I need in order to function and what I'm requesting, and also what you won't tolerate and what you do need from the other person in order to make this relationship work. Because, and if they don't want to do it, then basically you found out that you pulled the one thing, you pulled the glue off of the thing that was holding you together. That was a lie. Okay. And so now you have to also be ready for a loss and also give yourself the protocol for grieving, right? Because sometimes when we have these hard conversations, we also have to be, you know, as you know, brace for impact, knowing that some people may walk away from you and that the fantasy and the idealistic way you saw them wasn't really it. The minute that you have some sort of need or some sort of ask, suddenly they're not available to you, or suddenly they don't understand what you're saying, or that you are speaking gibberish to them. So equally, I'm going to help you with that too. And these are the things that I feel like I can really help resolve with people, because this is one of the things that I really struggled with. I'm talking years of like combing through all the people and then realizing, holy shit, I might not have anybody on this list that's left. That was a scary thought. And there was a moment in my life where I had to get rid of everybody. And I was, and you know, it was like no contact, no nothing. I was like, oh no, this is like really dark. And then I realized that like my life was so much more peaceful because I was like, oh my God, I don't have to deal with drama this afternoon or every Friday night or my friends calling me to get drunk or call me on the phone crying. Like, I just was not available for that anymore. I wasn't available for the dumping. I wasn't available for those things. And maybe you need to draw a line with somebody who likes to call you to complain. That's another thing too, is like sometimes like you want to be there for people and you want to be the nice friend, but you're the one that needs the support. And so we are the people here that help the strong people. So that in itself is like knowing that you have a resource, that the strong people have the resource here. And that sometimes there's things that you need to do for you. And sometimes there's no people around that can support you. And maybe you want to appear like the all-knowing and the all-wise and the mentor and the powerful one and the one that doesn't break down. You need the support too. If a therapist needs a fucking therapist, mandated, if that's my understanding, they have to have a therapist and mentors have mentors, then where does that leave you? Especially in this world today, our ways of community are not that great. A lot of people are in solitary in their own home and they feel lonely and depressed. And so the only thing that's holding them at night is a bottle of gin and some cigarettes. And I'm here to tell you that that doesn't have to be you, okay? And I hope that this message finds you at the right time. And I know it will. And maybe it's time for you to clean out the closet. Maybe spring cleaning is happening September, October. Who knows, right? It's maybe that's the time for you. So thank you again for being here. Thank you for being a part of my community. I'm so grateful and so blessed to be able to help all of you guys and that you're here with me. And those of you who have already binged the first part of my series, I'm so excited and I can't wait to give you more. All right. Closing out with that. Over and out.
I know, dude. The episode ended. But hey, I'll be back. But don't forget to like and subscribe and give me a 5-star rating. See you on the next one.